Hi, this is Matt from Three Count Thursday. We are joined once again. It's been about, I don't know, 2 years, would you say it was? Anyway,
yeah,
Felicia Rose.
What the hell? 2 years, man. Why are you waiting on me?
I don't know. You've been so busy lately. It's hard to track you down and like...
Nah, you forgot all about me. Don't lie.
Maybe. That's partly it, partly because like you've like I feel like the face fuck me Finn sign was like your first explosion, and now you've like exploded once again. So it's like awesome that we got you locked in for this. Because who knows? Two years from now, we might not even like be a blip on the Felicia Rose radar.
Oh, shut the hell up.
All right, so since we did last speak, the signs have gotten more creative, leading to, I guess we'll tackle the first thing here was you're getting tossed from Monday Night Raw, and your eyes was a mistake. From what I saw in the video was a mistake, but what kind of happened there?
Well, that wasn't about a sign. I just went to Monday Night Raw as a fan, sat there like a fan. Stood up when other people were standing. A couple times, because I was in, like, the front row of the first section up, there was a few times when, like, you know, security was like, hey, sit down, because people behind us weren't standing. No big deal. And there's, like, because people are weirdos and videotape me doing absolutely nothing, like, picking my nose, there's, like, videotape of that. You can see, like, a security guard asked me to sit down. And I'm like, yeah, no problem. And I sit. And then, like, toward the end of the match, things were, like, heating up, and I was, like, getting into it. It was my last show of, like, the weekend, and I was, you know, like, just trying to enjoy myself. So I was, like, standing up and, like, woo, like, hollering at the ring. And then the person to my left, you know, got told by the fans behind him and then security, like, sit down a couple times, and he wasn't happy about that, and then did, like, the chop it motion. And then, like, you know, I don't know. I had no clue really what was going on, so I was still paying attention to the ring, thinking people were, like, getting into the match, and they weren't. They were, like, screaming at what was going on to my left. And, of course, you know, nobody knew who that person was, but they knew who I was. So it turned into, like, oh, face fuck me, Finn girl, you know, hollers disgusting things at the ring and gets tossed out, when really it was just, like, guilty by association. The person next to me was getting rowdy, and I got tossed with them. And I didn't scream anything at anything, so I don't know what the hell people are talking about. But it's pretty entertaining that, like, I can't even, like, pick a wedgie in public without people crying about it, so.
Yeah, I mean, has that kind of, like, hindered you from wanting to go to these shows now? It seems like you're
I can't lie, it's not fun anymore to, you know, have to walk. Like, sometimes I go to shows and no one even, you know, no one knows who I am, and it's wonderful. And sometimes, you know, I'm not saying it's bad for people to know who I am. I'm not going to sit here and complain about, you know, things like that. But it's like, I don't have money in the bank like all these other famous people do. I'm just actually a fan. And I, you know, sometimes just kind of want to sit there and hang out. And, you know, getting a camera pointed at me all night is kind of aggressive. It's like, come up and talk to me. Why not, like, actually have a conversation instead of being a creep from afar, you know? It just makes me, like, feel, like, weird. Like, I have to watch my back all the time. So, I don't know. Yeah, I guess that does suck, but I don't know. Can I complain about the rest of it? I don't really know. It's like,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's half and half, you know what I mean? Some of it's good and some of it's bad. If I reap the benefits of this financially, I wouldn't be saying a word. I'd be like, yeah, your camera's at me. I don't give a shit. But it's like... I couldn't even get, like, afford to get home that night in, like, a cab, and I'm still, like, dealing with having to worry about, like, every little thing I do. It's just annoying. So
it's kind of that double-edged sword then, I guess. I mean, your signs certainly made people know who you are, but at the same time now, I think it, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here, but it kind of just puts this image of who you are based on what they think you are, and that seems like it would get annoying real quick.
And for the record, you know, just to reiterate, which is something we talked about before, I never intended to go viral that night. I had no clue what the hell I was doing in terms of, like, you know, I made that sign thinking I was sitting in section, like, 219, which no one would have seen, you know what I mean, except for my friends. Mm-hmm. So it was a joke for my friends. And then we snuck down into a closer section. I held it up for, like, you know, 15 seconds or something. And I didn't realize the ramifications, you know what I mean? I had no clue. I had no intention of making this into a thing. I never planned to make another sign. It wasn't, like, you know, this big thing that I had, like, set this intent on doing. But at the end of the day, people decided to drag my name through the mud. And I was like, well, I could either stand up and, you know, keep doing this and tell people basically to screw because I can do whatever I want because I say so, or I could run away from it. So I just chose the former, you know, and it sort of worked out. But at the same time, there's some days where I'm like, I just want to go to a show and not actually have to worry about, like, you know, wearing a pound of makeup and looking like the tramp everybody wants me to look like, you know what I mean?
I mean, do you feel like the sign's kind of handcuffed how you are as a fan now? Like, do you think, like, I have to make a sign now because this is what people are going to... Okay.
aside from at SummerSlam, which I did a throwback sign specifically because it was the last year and 3 years ago was the, you know, where that happened and all that. Aside from that, I haven't made a sign in forever, unless it's like, you know, some kind of work in, you know, some kind of show that I'm working at, you know what I mean? So like, unless I'm being like a plant in the audience, no, I have not made signs. And I used to, because I was like, well, fuck you. If you're going to make fun of me, I'm just going to keep doing it. But now I'm like, I don't care. You know what I mean? So once in a while I'll come up with a sign, I'm sure, but that's not really my steez anymore.
I think the last, or when we finally met in person, you had the "my sign is dirty" sign, and I think that was probably my favorite. Have you topped that one yet?
I loved that one. People didn't pop that hard for that one, but I thought it was great because I actually put dirt on it. It was actually dirty, you know.
Yeah, it was clever. Did you even like have to hide that one, or were they just like, did they appreciate it? Or
I think I did hide it just in case because of, like, I don't know, some places are uptight, so I was like, I'm not sure, but yeah, nobody cared.
So now, have, like, getting tossed, has that kind of soured you overall in WWE? Right before this started, you said you haven't watched, and truth be told, I haven't really either, but for different reasons. I just didn't know if that was kind of like a I'm over this thing.
Well, a little bit. There's been a few reasons, and one of them is too personal to get into, but I've been a little sour on WWE in general. I mean, they weren't the ones that tossed me, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like... Mm-hmm. Steph McMahon's in the back like, oh, get that whore out of there. You know what I mean? Like, that was security. And they saw a dude push the person I was sitting next to into me. I almost flew over the railing. Like, they just wanted to get the chaos out of the building. I get that. Like, and once again, that was a soft kick out. So, like, I really could have turned around and walked back to my seat. They didn't follow. Like, they took him out in fisticuffs. They didn't follow me out. I was like, who, me? You know what I mean? Like, it was whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Poor innocent Felicia, yeah. I saw the video.
For the first time in my life, I wasn't doing anything wrong at a wrestling event, and that's when I get kicked out with cameras on my face, you know what I mean? It was like, what the fuck? I was just trying to enjoy myself, so whatever.
Yeah. So, kind of soured on WWE, but you did kind of take the dive into indie wrestling. How did all of that get started? I know people have contacted you before asking you to do certain things, so what was it that finally made you say, yeah, I'm going to do this?
Well, my friend Chris from upstate had decided to start a new promotion up there called Wild Zero. And he was at my place and we were shooting the shit about it. And he was like, oh, you would be a great manager. Would you do that? And I was like, fuck yeah. And he's like, yeah, I'll just put you with some green kid, you know, get him over, whatever. You can, like, you know, do your thing. I trust that you can do this because I see that you have a podcast, you know how to talk shit. I've been on his radio show before. And I was like, yeah, fuck it. So he's like, saw something in me. And I was like, all right, well, because it was a friend asking and not some like horny weirdo online that was like, oh, why don't you want to come work for my no-name promotion? You know, I was like, all right, I'll do it. Like, fuck it. If I'm going to try it, I'll try it at his place and I'll feel comfortable doing so, you know, and he'll give me proper feedback and critique and help me out and whatever. So I did that and it was really fun. And then I also got offered to manage Jay George, who is my ex now. And I was offered by the promoter to manage him at also a new promotion, which was NYC Wrestling. And I was like, oh, yeah, fuck yeah. And that actually happened the day after my first show. So it just kind of was like a whirlwind from there. And now I'm actually managing Steve Mack from the Hit Squad and Magic at SWF. So, and I have some other shit coming up as well, but stay tuned for that.
I mean, with the relationship over, are you still going to manage Jay George? Are you guys cool with that, or are you just kind of parting ways?
I don't think so for now, but I think we also decided, like, in future we could work together for sure. Like, I was just on the Conan podcast, and, like, they keep talking shit about, like, the Disco-less wrestling where they want me to be, you know, Jay George's manager or whatever. So it's like, I would do it if, you know, if the right opportunity presented itself, I guess. But, like, you know, for now, we're just kind of taking a break in general. So, but, like, right, respect, I mean, you know, no hard feelings. It's all good.
Sure. And you've certainly, like, dealt with hard feelings before, not in this situation. So how was it to, like, actually go be in front of the crowd? You know, was there some nerves there that, you know, the people talk shit online?
No, not that. No, because the thing is in that context, it's like, you know what? If you want to talk shit, come do it while I'm a heel manager. That's the perfect time. Like, come do it to my face. You know what I mean? I was hoping people would come out and talk shit, and they did. And some of it, you know, they just knew it was because I was a heel, and they were like, you know, kind of pals of mine. And some of the people, I don't know how they actually felt about me. I'm not quite sure, you know, and that's okay. I love that. The best thing in the world was, like, a little girl stood up at one point at my first show and was like, Felicia Rose, you suck. And I was like, fuck, yes. Like, that is the best thing that could have fucking possibly happened to me. And I, like, fell in love from there. I was like, this is so cool. And then after the show, she, like, gave me a hug in the parking lot. And I was like, oh, my God, this is the coolest feeling ever. Like, this little girl knows, like, being a badass bitch on the microphone, like, that's, like, what's up, you know? Like, that's who she was looking up to that night. I don't know. It was really cool, so.
You'll be a role model yet, Felicia. I'm proud.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a role model. Obviously, I like to be booked at shows. Like, I have a After Dark show coming up, and, like, it's a brand-new promotion where it's 21+, and that's perfect for me because I would like to have, like, more of a, you know, like, free reign to say whatever, cut whatever promo I want, you know, have whatever entrance music I want, all that. But at the same time, I can do family-friendly. I'm okay with that. I just did a show the other weekend, and I was family-friendly. The wrestlers I was with weren't as family friendly. I was like, Jesus, I'm the one trying to be, like, you know, good over here. So it was kind of funny. So, yeah.
How difficult was that for you?
It's not difficult. Like, I used to have a real girl job where, like, you know, I had to, like, be professional for, like, 6 years. So I know how to keep my mouth shut and not swear. It's just that I would prefer to not have to worry about that if the opportunity presents itself.
Sure. Speaking of, how did the CZW opportunity present itself?
I don't know if I should even admit this story because I should just be like, oh yeah, they booked me and they brought me and they really liked my work. But really what it was is Larry Legend canceled on the show like 3 days before. And G. George was down there at the dojo and they were just like, oh, doesn't Felicia, like, doesn't she know how to use a microphone or something like that? And then he was like, yeah. So we ended up just doing like a instead of, like, you know, ring announcing, they called it hosting because they wanted me to have, like, personality and not just, like, say it with this kind of voice, you know what I mean? So.
Sure.
So that was fun. I had a good time. There was at least, three nudes customers in the audience, so that was cool.
Oh, really? Did you guys, like, lock eyes during and make things really weird?
Yeah, I tried to talk to each one of them as much as I could.
Oh, how nice of you.
Yeah, I'm a sweetheart. What can I say? I mean, I'll never blow up anybody's spot, but, you know, sometimes you just have to acknowledge that you know who you're talking to.
Right, yeah, why not? Speaking of, I think that's not a great segue at all, but you do have a podcast now, The Screw. You've been talking about, I think when we interviewed you like 2 years ago, you were talking about this project, and now it's like, it's a thing, you're doing it, it's great. The episodes I've listened to, I've enjoyed. So, you know, let's hear about it.
Oh, well, thank you for listening. So you were like one of the four people that listened.
I mean, I know how that goes. This interview we're recording right now will probably be listened to by like three other people. So,
hey, that's not nice. Wasn't my original interview one of the most listened to ones?
I think it still is the most.
Oh, well, fuck you then. This better be listened to.
Had you back. Why? Our ratings have been so poor now, we just need the Felicia boost to carry us another 2 years.
There you go. Yeah,
so
I don't
in, like,
have to come
2020,
back. My job
I'll
here is
you.
Done. yeah, so The Screw is a podcast. I originally started like a weird sex vlog back like 10 years ago with my best friend at the time and a person that I ran a gay straight alliance with in college. And we were like, what next project can we do? And we were like, let's do a sex vlog where we like record a lot. It was stupid. We recorded way too much, but either way, 10 years later, we're now living together in the same city. Well, not together, but like we're living in the same city at the same time again. And we decided we should both, you know, dig that up from the past. So we did. And sometimes we have guests and sometimes we don't. We just talk a bunch of shit about our sex lives or sex in general. We try to educate people. My biggest goal is just to kind of take the stigma away from talking about sex and just normalize it. I don't really think my podcast is, like, really supposed to be for, like, a bunch of deviants, which is essentially what you're listening to, is two deviants talk about sex. But I think it's really aimed at people that are sort of curious about different aspects of sex or, you know, exploring things, and they want to, you know, educate themselves but also have a laugh. Sometimes I'm not serious at all, you know what I mean? And that's the difference, is that, like, we don't take ourselves too seriously, because it's one thing to be educational and fun and whatever, but we also need to be lighthearted too. So I don't know. That's my podcast. I like it. It's getting better. So we changed our format again, and the longer format where you're listening to us speak is only going to be on iTunes, and we're going to start doing the Screw on the Street segment instead for our YouTube channel. And that'll be like a 5-minute interview with somebody or with random people we meet, because basically Real Sex is the show that I wanted to be on as a child, and I want to basically do that as an adult. Shout out to HBO, because that was the best show ever. Did you watch that as a kid?
No, I did not.
Oh my god, see, you would know exactly what I'm talking about if you did. It's like they used to, like, randomly grab people off the street and, like, interview them, and sometimes it'd be like a prostitute, sometimes it'd just be like a random couple, and they'd be like asking them super awkward questions. And it was just really fun. I don't know. I learned
a
lot.
So it's like an R-rated Billy on the Street, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Like, there's been so many spinoffs. I mean, Amy Schumer does something like that. But, like, obviously living in New York City, I have the opportunity to do that once in a while. Like, if we don't have somebody to interview. So who doesn't want to just ask random people on the street to talk about sex, you know?
So, like, have you done this yet? I'm wondering, like, what the reception is like, or what you're hoping the reception will be like.
Oh, it's going to be terrible. No, we haven't done that aspect of it yet, but we've recorded some other stuff, so be on the lookout. I can't tell you what. It's a secret.
Okay. Well, I won't ask that then. So, in the episodes that you have done, what, like, stands out is, like, this was a really good episode. Like, if you're new listeners, this episode is one you listen to first, and then you'll really get what our show's about, and then you'll check out the rest.
I think, like, this, our season 3 episode 1, the episode that just dropped last week, is actually really good. It's short enough for you to consume quickly, but it's also, like, long enough to get a taste of who you're listening to. So, like, I feel like we did a good job of sort of just being super ourselves, because both my co-host and I have just been going through some shit. So, like, it was our, you know, most stripped version of ourselves. And I think we did a good job of just portraying what we wanted to and giving people sort of a heads up of, like, what the old show was about versus what they can expect going forward. And, you know, you could probably just listen to that and the other shit, like, that comes out after it and probably be okay. Cause I don't know. I'm not as confident with the stuff we recorded in the past, you know?
Gotcha, okay.
But we've had some cool guests. So check them all out. Obviously, season 2 is the best season. Check it out. Season 1 is dope, too. I interview wrestlers about sex and, like, ask them how they keep their dick in their pants. I mean, it's definitely interesting. I shouldn't downplay it like that. But I just mean, like, I'm excited for the new content. Like, for example, next week coming up, we are going to a dungeon and interviewing a dominatrix and a dom and other people, and we're going to see if we can get some demos done, you know, things like that. So if you guys want to watch me get spanked on TV and shit like that, it'll be fun.
Oh yeah, who doesn't want to watch that? So then is this going to be like a round table thing or a little bit of both? Okay.
A little bit of both. Like, the podcast on iTunes will be, sometimes we'll have people sit down and talk with us, and sometimes it'll just be my co-host and I. So it just depends on, you know, sort of the content of the week and what we want to record, I guess.
So what all goes into that planning? Like, do you have weeks mapped out already of, like, what you want to touch on?
Well, the problem is that we used to, and it never worked out. So we stopped doing that, and we're just kind of doing it as we go, and we try to keep things, like, current to our lives and, like, the events going on in the world and things like that. But as far as the, like, actual video version, like, the video format on YouTube, that will obviously be a little bit mapped out, but we're just beginning that process now because, like I said, I mean, New York people are very hard to, like, actually tie down to a schedule, so I can't tell you how many people have canceled on me, and it's not a big deal. Like, you know, nothing against them. I obviously get it, but it's just like not very common to actually keep somebody on the schedule. So.
Right. Yeah. Understandable, I think.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you understand completely.
I've gone through that on my end as well. Not with you, but with plenty of other people where it's just mm-hmm. been kind of a nightmare. So.
I'm sure.
All right. Well, we said before this started, not a ton of wrestling questions. I did want to ask you, like, how you think Rousey's doing. Have you really watched any of that? What are your thoughts on how her career has progressed at this point?
I've watched a bit of it. I haven't watched in the last few weeks, so I am a little bit out of the loop. But I was definitely impressed with how they handled her in general, how they began her process of, you know, just kind of showing her off and showing, like, okay, here's a little taste of what you guys are going to get. And the other thing is I thought it was cool that they like introduced the idea of like intergender stuff again in a way. You know what I mean? Like her and Triple H, that was a big moment. And I think that it was like a nice teaser of like what could be in the future. I think like the biggest thing for WWE is they try to make shit believable, and I get that. So like that was a believable thing for Ronda Rousey to take on a dude. That's the, you know, in the WWE mindset, that is the female that would do that. So I get what they're doing there, and I think it would be cool. Like it'd be cool to see like Candice LeRae like in the, you know, ring against a dude someday. I don't know. Maybe it won't happen. It probably won't. But it's like it's a nice taste of it, and I think I definitely am interested in watching, you know, to see where it goes next. So
speaking of the intergender, have you like seen any of what Ellsworth has been doing on the indie scenes with the intergender title?
Nope. And I don't care.
Okay.
I was at a show and he said some shit on the microphone I didn't like, and I've completely shut myself off to it. It was a go away heat in my opinion. And I don't even remember at this point what it was, but I just remember being like, that was disgusting, and just walking away. So.
Okay. He had his X-Pac moment. Interesting.
I mean, I'm sure 92% of the people out there probably would be like, no big deal. But in my eyes, it was annoying enough to leave the room. So obviously, I was pissed. And it takes a lot, especially in the indies, because I think that's ground. You're allowed to do naughtier things there. You're allowed to push the envelope because your audience is not as huge, obviously. You know what I mean? You can't set a horrible example in WWE, although they do it all the time with, like, you know, fat storylines and stupid shit like that. But you know what I'm saying? Like, they can't do certain things that they could do in the indies or that we can get away with still. But, you know, you still have to walk the line, and you still have to understand, like, that there are people out there that you need to be careful of offending. You know what I mean?
Right. And I think the wrestling industry is kind of in a tough situation with that because they kind of have to be edgy, but, you know, at the same time, they have to monitor themselves. So kudos to those that can, and shame for those that can't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, exactly. It's just you should have a good balance. And if you don't understand the difference between proper heat and go-away heat, then you're an idiot. You know, there's a difference between, like, hurling yourself through a fiery truck, like idiot Janela, who also is not an idiot because look at his career, right? And then, like, cutting a promo and calling someone, like, the F-word. You know what I mean? Like, there's two different types of heat, and if you can't understand the difference, you're an idiot. You know what I mean?
Right. All right.
That's my promo on that.
Loved it. We got a Felicia Rose promo. What's next on the horizon for you? You know, shows coming up. Anything that you're, like, really desperate to try out, just haven't had the chance yet?
I don't know. I really liked I liked ring announcing. It was really fun. I would like to do a little bit more of that. I don't think anybody would probably do it with me. I just like talking a lot. Any opportunity I have where I can speak a lot, I'd like to do that. So.
Gotcha. So open to ring announcing, commentary, whatever. I think.
I don't know. Commentary, unless you need super colorful commentary, I'm not really. I did it once and I wasn't that good at it. I don't know. I just ended up just watching too much and like not saying enough. So it's like, I don't know, if you want somebody that's going to sexualize your wrestlers, then yeah, holler at your girl, but I'm all set with commentary. But yeah, I don't know, ring announcing and managing and, you know, backstage segments and shit like that was cool. But coming up, I'm managing Steve Mack and Magic at SWF. I have a bunch of shows that I can't even name all of them to you. So just check them out on the SWF page on like Instagram. And then I'm also managing Nick Sullivan at Wild Zero Wrestling on the 21st of October in Syracuse. And that should be really fun. And it's against Matic, and I'm going to beat his ass with the microphone. And then I also have the Pro Wrestling After Dark show, which I believe is November 9th, and that's in New Jersey. And that's the 21-plus version of SWF. So definitely come to that. Joey Ryan's on the show, and it's supposed to be extra filthy. And I'm obviously there, so duh. Come to it.
So which, yeah, which Instagram should they be following? Because you have, like, what, three now?
No, I have... My Instagram got shut down. My new one is The People's Tramp. My backup one is Felicia Rose Backup. That's not important, though. And then my Twitter is Felicia Rose. And my ManyVids account is Felicia Raw.
Don't forget to plug that. I'm glad you threw that in there.
And then I snorted, so that just, like, totally erased that whole thing.
On, what are they called on there? Fans? Friends?
Crushes.
Crushes, there we go. You're going to get a time to snort.
What are they called on there? I've never looked at many even before. Shut the fuck up.
I just got your favorite today. Thanks, aside. Darling.
Yeah. Anytime. Anytime. That's how we get you on the show. So,
I would.
Does The Screw have a page that we should be following to?
The Screw Podcast. And it's The Screw on iTunes, and Much Obliged TV is where our YouTube shit goes down. So check that out.
Okay, well, cool. Anything that I forgot to bring up that you want to throw out there before we let you go?
I'm 30. I'm single. I like short walks on the beach, candies, and ice cream cones.
See, we already know that because of your ManyVids account. So.
Ice cream cones aren't on ManyVids, just whipped cream. Nice try.
Okay, I misread it then last time I was here. So, I guess in 2020 then maybe we'll talk to you again. Hopefully we finally get to,
oh, you guys
to, like,
can have me on anytime you need to boost your ratings, no problem.
Well, don't say that because it'll be very frequent that we have to end up doing that.
That's totally fine. I don't mind.
All right, well, we appreciate it. Thanks for being on, and we will talk to you not in 2 years, hopefully before that. We still do have to get to that convention that we talked about.
Yeah, let me sell my 8x10s. It's fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
My nude ones, obviously.
So. Yeah, for sure.
All right, well, thanks for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.